Hi, I'm Tara Lynn of Geek Saga Entertainment, and welcome to the 8th annual Drinkin' Con show, a pre-Dragon Con webcast where we discuss news, updates, cosplay parties, and more, and have quite a few drinks in the process. Today, I'm joined by Ashley, Dean,
hello,
Manny, and yo. Patrick.
Hello, hello.
We'll start with Ashley and go around the way I just introduced you guys because it's easiest to do it in alphabetical order. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, share any social media info you might want to share, give a brief synopsis, very brief, of your DragonCon history, and then tell us what you're drinking.
Okay, I'm Ashley. I am mostly known for a podcast of Ice and Fire. We're the longest running Game of Thrones podcast. We've been kind of on hiatus since the books are kind of on hiatus. You can find me on Twitter at Ashley Clegane. That's pretty much the only place that I'm active. I don't do Instagram or anything like that. I've been going to Dragon Con for just over 10 years now, and I'm a big cosplayer.
Well, hi, I am Dean, and I am also Tara's husband. I actually started going to Dragon in 2007 and did not have a broken streak until COVID hit. And then we took that year off, and then I came back for 2021, and I have not been back for 2 years. So this is my grand return. Don't really do the socials thing too much, but I do wear a lot of costumes at Dragon Con, and I actually will be building one as we're doing this podcast tonight.
Oh, yeah. And Ashley, what are you drinking?
Oh, I forgot. A blue Hawaiian.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah. I've gotten into... mixing drinks this last year. It's not good for the budget.
I feel that.
I am drinking a local beer. It is a 805. They also make a cerveza, and I really love it.
All right, Manny.
I'm Manny. You guys can find me at Manissimo Art for all the eclectic art that is semi-decent sometimes and sometimes not so much. I've been going to Dragon Con since 2012. I took a three-year hiatus once COVID hit. I think it was 3 years. When did I go again? 2023 again. So yeah, it was like a two-year hiatus or whatnot. And I am drinking from my personal secret stash. It's a vintage 2024 Tallboy Youngling from the gas station. It's very classy. This is what you break out for these situations, you know, when you want to go quantity, not quality. This
is inappropriate.
Which gas station, Manny?
Oh, it's the Chevron up the road on Harbin's Road. Just a little shout out to my friends who run that place. They're great people.
Well, I guess I'm next. I guess I'm the only one left. So hello, everyone. I'm Patrick. This is actually kind of a full circle moment for me because I actually was first introduced to Tara through Drinkin' Con. I saw a post on Reddit, I think it was 2019, saying, hey, come check out this Drinkin' Con thing. So I did, and then I drank with everybody and made inappropriate comments in the comments and everything, and the rest is history. So here I am. This will be my fifth Dragon Con, I believe. My first was in 18, then I went to 19, then 21, 23. And so, yeah, this will be my fifth one. As far as socials go, you can find me on Instagram at Patrick the Unfortunate. I just created that account like a couple weeks ago, so there's like five pictures on it, but whatever, I'm trying. I also am repping the local beer tonight. Normally it's White Claws for me because I'm trying to be a skinty bitch, but I wanted to rep some of my favorite local beers. So I have Richmond Lager made by Hardywood Brewery right here in Richmond. And I also have this Sunburn Summer Ale by Star Hill, which is brewed in Charlottesville. And thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited you finally got to join after this being how we were introduced to each other, essentially,
right.
and never being able to get it on your schedule the past couple years. So
definitely, I'm excited.
All right. Well, as I already mentioned, I'm Tara. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, Threads, Twitter at A Geek Saga, and on the web at ageeksaga.com. I've been attending Dragon Con since 2012. I was press from 2013 to 2017 and have been an attending pro since 2018. Drinks wise, tonight I am taking it back to the earlier Drinkin' Con episodes and having some wine, chilled white this time, though I used to be more of a red person, but it's like way too hot for that. So yeah, hot as seven hells here, but I've got some beer in the wings just in case. I don't know if I'll get to this.
No fight claws this year?
No fight claws this year. We'll talk about it after Dragon Con on the hangover episode, maybe. But yeah, I've got a not really local, but local-ish, because I think Lagunitas is San Diego, maybe, or San Francisco. I can't remember, but I've got some Lagunitas, a little something-something waiting in the wings in case I don't want wine anymore, which is always a possibility.
Well, did you all see Patrick take his drink there? I noticed the pinky was out. Is that a thing we have to do?
No, we don't have to. You can.
I don't know. We're talking about white wine just makes me feel fancy.
So if you're watching this live, and I'm saying that because this will also be an audio-only podcast, but if you're watching this live, take a look at the shirt I'm wearing. It says Drinkin' Con, guys. This is the official Drinkin' Con shirt, not affiliated with Dragon Con at all, just FYI. But if you'd like one of these shirts, they are $20 each. You can email me, again, at ageeksaga@gmail.com for information on how to pay. And I will send that payment and info to you. Just need to send me an email with your name and shirt size. Cash App is preferred. PayPal is not an option. There are a couple other options, but Cash App is preferred, and I do not use PayPal, so just FYI. But yeah, please note that these can only be picked up at Dragon Con. I'll be there Wednesday and should have these shirts in hand by dinner time Wednesday evening, so we can coordinate pickup based on that. Don't forget that Geek Saga Entertainment has a Patreon. We've got 10 tiers ranging from $1 a month to $40 a month. It offers tons of ways to support us and receive some great perks in return. So definitely check it out at patreon.com/geeksaga_entertainment. Okay, drinking game. Drink when any of the following happens or is mentioned. Legacy hotel rooms. The Dragon Con app is mentioned. I think we need to put a tops of like five on that. Only five mentions of the Dragon Con app force us to drink. Drink the first time any of the cults are mentioned. Genie. Carpet, Trashy, FedEx, John, 36 dozen eggs. Drink the first time a specific party is mentioned, you know, bunny hatch, heroes and villains, etc. And drink when there is an animal-related interruption. And I'm going to put the kibosh on this a bit for Dean, because he's out in the public area of our home where our dogs are. So no more than three pet-related interruptions are allowed from Dean. Because otherwise, every time a dog shakes its collar, somebody's going to be like, pet-related interruption. No, that doesn't count. After a certain number. So let's start with Patrick. What do you want us to drink for you mentioning?
So I am running actually a panel this year on disenchantment. So I'll probably end up saying that 5 million times. So I thought that would be a good one for me.
Okay.
And then I refer to kind of all my friends at Dragon Con as my adventuring party. So maybe okay. That one as well.
Okay. Okay. Manny, what about you?
Same as last year. Anytime I fucking mention Final Fantasy or Miami, those seem to be my go-to. So anytime I mention those.
Dean, honestly, I feel like the only one you should have is Helldivers.
I might be helping him break that one.
Oh boy. Well, I mean, there is the standbys, anything Battlestar related or Colonial Fleet related, or now 13th Fleet, I guess.
That gets dangerous though.
Yeah. Well, we can stay away from it probably, but I've been very involved in Battlestar Fandom at Dragon Con for a lot of years. Prior to that was Stargate. So I don't, you want to throw that one in there too, just for fun? Are we giving people keywords to throw in the comments that are going to just screw us here? Is that what we're doing right now?
It's when we mention it. I might, if somebody says something very hilarious, I might call for a drink if they like make a really great reference. Otherwise it would be, it could end up being like a total hellish free for all. So it has some semblance. I have to have some semblance of control. I'm very type A. All right, Ashley, what about you? What should we be drinking for you?
Being Canadian, I guess. I mentioned Canada a lot. I was also on the Final Fantasy, so I don't know if I should change that to Baldur's Gate 3, maybe.
Yeah, there you go.
So since we're not doubling up.
Mine is going to be, as per the usual, being an attending pro. Since my Red Dead life has taken on a life of its own, I'm doing away with that one. And my other thing is going to be Resident Alien, if I mention Resident Alien, because I know I'm going to talk about that at least a couple of times. Dragon Con tips and tricks, registration. It's still at the hotel formerly known as the Sheraton, aka the Cortland Grand. I don't really know what to say about this. I have not been to regular registration in so long. Does anybody have any tips or hints or anything about picking up your badge timing-wise? Or
bring water. It is very hot inside. And if you have any concerns about airborne illnesses, that's the place to wear a mask, because you are cramped in there and it is hot.
I have noticed that towards the end of the day, it empties out very quickly, though. So if there's no panels that you're trying to do like early or midday, then just wait till the afternoon would be my suggestion.
I know one year, one of my roommates didn't bother going Thursday because the lines were really long up until like kind of late at night, like 8 o'clock or something. And by then she was busy. And so she went like early Friday morning, and didn't have to wait. Like there was like basically no line. But I believe that was also the same year that they tried to not let us into the Hilton because she didn't have a badge. So I don't know how much I would suggest that. So, but yeah, I agree. If you have nothing you're going to do on a Thursday night, you could go Friday morning. Somebody in the chat, Walter, is saying early on Thursday. I mean, I agree, but I think the problem is that so many people either arrive Wednesday and stay up too late drinking or arrive Thursday, you know, past time when the line has already gotten long. So I've also arrived Thursday and picked my badge up like later, like 8 o'clock at night, and there was like no line at all. So if you can wait, there's always that option too, that hopefully it wouldn't be so bad. But again, I don't know how much anybody wants to listen to me because I haven't waited in that line since 2014 or something.
Yeah, even though when I went, it was absolutely packed. The line moves, so you're not waiting like over an hour.
Yeah, yeah, it's just hot.
Well, I was gonna say too, if you're stuck outside, it's pretty terrible because it's Atlanta in the summer, right? But once you get inside, I've made a bunch of friends in that line, so you know, there is sort of a perk to that too. Like however long you're waiting there, you're around the same people. You obviously have similar interests. You're at Dragon Con. It's a pretty good place to socialize, actually.
Yeah, but then if there's an annoying person, you see them every time.
That's true.
In lineup last year, my favorite thing was someone had made a little army figure diorama outside with the trees, and it was really, I was taking pictures of that as you go by.
So day passes are available again this year, as they have been for a while, but they're limited. I don't know how much longer they will even be available, if they still are / haven't sold out, but you can check that out on dragoncon.org. Also, just another reminder, like we do, well, we have every year for the past couple of years, that all badges have to be purchased through GrowTix. So while you might be able to buy badges during the convention, I feel like, are they allowing in-person badge purchases this year? Because like up and through last year, they didn't. After 2020, you had to buy them online first. So that might be something to make sure that you get your pass, I would say, by like next weekend. Usually they stop selling them a few days before the event if they're going to stop selling them online. So keep that in mind. New news this year. I don't have anything. It's kind of gone back to pre-2020 Dragon Con, as far as I can tell. Obviously there's no mask requirements, there's no vaccination requirements, other than the possibility of maybe not being able to buy badges in person. I don't know that there's really anything like any big newsy things that are related to the overall convention. Unless, has anybody else heard anything that I might have missed? And if it's hotel related, don't bother, because we'll get into that in a minute. No, nothing. Cool. All right. Hotel intel. One of the hotels, I think it was maybe the Westin, opened up a room block fairly recently, but of course it filled up almost immediately. I heard that the Hilton and the Marriott still had rooms available at the like way higher than normal rack rate, aka not the con rate, which is already really expensive, as recently as like this past week. But again, you'd be paying out the ass, so up to you, I guess. You know, just like I said before, things have kind of gone back to pre-2020 now, and the rooms are a lot harder to come by this year, at least as far as I saw. There are fewer people trying to offload or lease legacy rooms than there were the past couple years. Plus, unlike last year when there were still downtown hotel rooms available, like within a month or so before the convention, there's, as far as I know, nothing left downtown this year. That's all I got for general room stuff anyway.
And beware B&B. People are always getting screwed on that.
Yeah, there's always warning posts about it on the Reddit, and there's always horror stories, not just from past years, but from like this year, you know, or last year. There's, oh, I got screwed the day before or a couple of days before last year. Don't Airbnb for Dragon Con, or really, like, I wouldn't suggest it for any convention, but more, it seems like Dragon Con is like the worst of the worst in terms of them like allowing you to book and then canceling last minute. So moving on from hotel intel to hotel drama. Just because like every year there's something, right? Or at least it feels like it's every year the past few years.
This year it happened before the convention.
And this person, Daniel, knows exactly what I'm about to say, apparently. The Cortland and Grand is the new Airbnb. Thank you, Daniel. I can't believe I didn't think of that. Applause, applause. Everybody, I think everybody,
that was good.
Everybody should drink for Daniel's great.
Yeah, that's drink worthy.
And the reason for this is that apparently the hotel formerly known as the Sheraton has somehow gotten even worse, guys. A few months ago, one of my friends was there for a convention and made several posts about things like, and I'm just going to say like, sorry, a little bit of gross out stuff here, but he made several posts about things like bloodstains on the sheets when they first got into their room. like first got in when it was supposed to be clean. No housekeeping services, even after they requested them. No one picking up the front desk phone. They requested new towels multiple times and never received them. And not even just per day, but like throughout the weekend, they like never were able to get new towels. The AC wasn't working properly. There were only 8 luggage carts for the entire hotel. And then also, as Daniel mentioned, apparently the Sheraton, I don't want to call it the Courtland Grand. I refuse.
The Sheraton
formerly known as
The hotel formerly known as the Sheraton was also randomly canceling Dragon Con reservations with no explanation and rebooking people at other hotels much farther away as of less than a month ago. People were having luck by like calling Wyndham customer service, but like as Daniel said, the Courtland Grand is the new Airbnb apparently. Like, what the fuck?
We're not talking about like one or two people. This was a large amount of people.
This wasn't a situation where like where a payment was supposed to be made and it didn't go through, right? We all know that happens. It sucks. I feel sorry for anybody who experiences it, but that's life. This was people who had paid their rooms in full, had their Courtland Grand, Sheraton, whatever it is, reservation canceled and being moved. And Daniel saying it was happening as recent as yesterday and people were getting moved to the Omni. And okay, you're right. That's actually the hotel I remember hearing too, was the Omni at the...
Yeah, I don't know what the center's called. I don't know Atlanta that well.
It's like a mile away.
Like right by CNN, isn't it?
CNN Center. That's what it is. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, it's at least a mile away from the closest host hotel, which would be the Hyatt. I think it's a little more than that, actually. But I'm sorry for anybody who still is part of the Sheraton situation.
I never thought I would say that I'm glad I'm in the West End, but I'm glad I'm in the West End.
If it happens to you, there are lots of people who have been going through it and they have been getting results, not by calling the hotel, but by calling the
Wyndham. Wyndham. Like I said, it's always got to be something. Other hotel stuff, better stuff. The Hilton theme is Beetlejuice, I heard.
And the great thing about Beetlejuice too is like a lot of people don't realize it, but there's a very large musical based off of it now, and it's got a huge fandom as well. So it'll be fun to see all of them coming as well.
Yeah, I was actually going to bring my Beetlejuice costume, but then I decided to do another one that has a wig, and I have a very solid one wig at Dragon Con rule these days because I hate them so much. So
my issues are planning my costumes around my beard, when to shave, how much to shave, where, you know.
Oh, I've been there, right? Yeah,
I got all this white happening, and you know the characters I'm doing don't have this, so of course I have to make that go away, right? So you got to plan around. You're doing wigs, I'm doing facial hair.
No, I'm doing wig.
Yeah, wig, sorry.
That sounds so dirty.
This person trolling us in the comments, Tavern Gaming, is a guildmate of mine in World of Warcraft. I don't know who it is, but our guild name is Tavern, so it could be any of them, any of those trolls.
Well, I don't think this is trolling. They're funny. That's why I put the comments on the screen, because like I have zero answers.
They're trolling.
Which hotel has the least amount of dragons? I think it depends on whether dragons are a good or a bad thing. If they're a bad thing, personally, I would say the Hyatt, because the Hyatt is the best hotel. If they're a good thing, personally, I would say the Hyatt, because the Hyatt is the best hotel, in my humble opinion. Also, karaoke is going to be there again this year. It's at the Nikolai's Rooftop Bar Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Every year I say I'm going to go to karaoke, but in the early years of my Dragon Con attendance, karaoke was like a total shit show. Like, you had to get there 2 hours before it started if you wanted to get a chance of singing like a song.
That's how it is still, I think.
No, I saw somebody saying that they went on Friday of last year and it was like totally dead. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the rooftop bar in general was pretty dead last year. I went up there once just because it's kind of tradition. But the time I went to Dragon Con before that, though, it was still like you got to get there and sign up 2 hours before you're going to get to sing.
Yeah, I personally don't have time for that. And I also have 10 p.m. panels on both Friday and Saturday. But like, I'm tempted.
I love karaoke as well. But no, ain't nobody got time for that.
Part of me just wants to go up to Nikolai's because I've literally never been there. And also, like you said, it was dead 1 year that you were there. But you weren't there in 2022. And I know it was dead in 2022 because they tried to make it like a private, have to pay some insane amount of money for like a table club.
No.
that might be why it's dead now, because people are still thinking it's like some weird pay to get in thing.
Well, maybe we shouldn't spread this news then.
The rooftop bar was straight up closed in 2021, wasn't it? Or I don't know if somebody said that already, but I thought it was closed 1 year that I went during the pandemic.
It might have been, yeah. I mean, I've never been. And
so maybe that's why it was dead.
I don't really think I even knew that much about it existing until the year that they were trying to get everybody to pay for it like it was a club.
Yeah, it's not that cool. It's cool, but it's not that cool.
You're at Dragon Con to hang out at Dragon Con, not to go to a rooftop club.
Not to go to the Penguin Extortion Bar, according to Daniel. So Hyatt, I don't know. Like, there were a couple years where the Hyatt did like an actual theme. I feel like they haven't done a theme like they used to the past couple of years, unless I totally miss something, but they always have a themed food item. And this year their themed burger is called the Tornado. It's absolutely ridiculous looking. It's this gigantic burger with like 6,000 things on it. And then a stick of like 80 tater tots. That's hyperbole. It's like 8 tater tots, but it's a lot of things. It's things on top of things on top of things in this burger. Will I probably still go get it? Yes.
I thought it was curly fries, like a tornado, curly fries, wasn't it?
I feel like there were tater tots involved, but maybe I could be wrong. I saw one picture of it.
Do they have a veggie burger version?
I believe they, so.
So nice. You have to ask for it, and they'll probably be like, ooh, I don't know, gotta go ask the chef. But our roommate Nami is vegetarian and has gotten veggie burger versions of their specialty ones before. So yeah, like, I don't know if they are doing like a full on theme at the Hyatt, but with it being the Tornado Burger, I'm going to guess it's Twisters. Twisters.
But it's not like they decorate or anything.
They used to, though. Remember the year they had that whole Stranger Things set up? Way before the Hilton ever did Stranger Things, the Hyatt had a Stranger Things year where they had like a whole backdrop and all sorts of stuff in the main lobby. And there was another year, I can't remember if it was the year before or after the Stranger Things year, where they had like a whole themed setup. But I don't know that they've done it since 2020. And that's kind of like, that's why I'm like, I don't know. But maybe they will this year. Can hope. I can always hope. I would still rather be there than the Hilton. So.
If you have any spooky costumes, that is going to be the place to get your photos done this year.
Like I said, I'm disappointed in myself that I can't make room in my schedule for a Beetlejuice outfit, but it's not just the wig. It's also the makeup. It's too much. 2024 Dragon Con app.
Y'all better drink.
Lol, drink.
I have moved on to a shalada mango chili from Modelo.
I prepared by making
Sounds
a
fancy.
Batch.
Yeah.
Nice.
Was that Smart. Like a potion bottle?
It's a carafe.
Listen, I thought about doing nice wine, but I was like, that's a waste. It's a waste for this podcast. So the app, as of the 15th, which is what, Thursday, it was downloadable with similar hilarious placeholder events to peruse. Did anybody other than me take a look at them?
No, yeah, I saw the bogus ones. I can't remember what they are, though, but I remember them being funny.
Yeah, there were only like 2 to 3 a day. My favorites were Oh No You Missed It, which was apparently about arriving too late for the convention.
I've already had nightmares about missing the convention.
To be honest, it would have been more hilarious if it was like Oh No You Forgot It, about the nightmares you have forgetting things that you need to bring. I also liked the panel that was called Ducks and How to Make Them Pay.
I thought I saw something about like a roach party or something.
No, yes, there was absolutely a cockroach thing.
I think it was a roach puppet show.
That's right.
There was also one that was, it was something about like ogres, and it was supposed to be like a funny Shrek thing, but whoever input the information spelled it wrong. They spelled it O-R-G-E-S, so it was orges. And somebody was like, okay. I thought I saw this wrong. No, you didn't. It's obviously like a typo, but oopsie. Well, I wouldn't have thought it was, except for the whole description was about Shrek.
Oh, I didn't get past the title.
Anyway, so as of yesterday, though, Friday, August 16th, the app was fully updated. So perfect timing for us anyway. I do just want to say that in the future, if the app isn't out by the time we webcast, which we always do 2 Saturdays before Dragon Con, so like about a week and a half before the convention actually kicks off. If it isn't out by the time we webcast, we will always suggest checking the Facebook groups or other social media for any tracks you're particularly interested in. It can be kind of hard to dig them up because you have to kind of search them on Facebook and know how they have called their track on Facebook, which sometimes it's easy, like High Fantasy at Dragon Con, very easy to find, but some of them aren't so easy. So anyway, we'll get into
don't post ever. And you're just like, I don't know how they do.
Yeah. Well, and somebody on Reddit recently was complaining about why is everything on Facebook? Like, I don't want to be where the boomers are. And it's like, I responded and I was like, yeah, I'm really like, sorry and hate to say this, but a lot of the people who run the Dragon Con tracks have been doing it. Not everybody, hashtag not all track leaders, but a lot of them have been doing it for a really long time and are, if not boomers, then Gen X. There are definitely some younger ones, and I'm not making any judgment or anything here. I'm just saying, like, a lot of these people have been doing it for a long time. When you do your job really well for a long time, you know, so just saying.
Yeah, but I do wish at least the official website had like links, all that stuff. A central location to kind of organize all this information.
No, I completely agree. And they used to have links to some things, but the problem is like they never actually update that. And what really should happen is each track should have like a designated volunteer who can work with the website team for Dragon Con to like have a track page that is updated, but it is what it is. I run a convention and our website sucks in a lot of ways too. So let's get into like more personal stuff finally. I feel like I've talked too much. I don't want to talk anymore, at least for a little bit. Photo shoots. They are on the app again this year, I'm pretty sure. I haven't actually checked, but they were last year, so I'm fairly certain they are this year. But the full photo shoot list can also be found. The Dragon Con Photo Shoots Facebook group is facebook.com/group/decon photos. But also, like I said, if they're not on the app or all on the app yet, they will be. So anyone planning on attending group photo shoots, please talk, because I don't want to.
Tara just set you all up for failure. I'm doing the Helldivers and Battlestar photo shoots. Double down. Folks,
so two drinks
on.
If we're gonna be talking about photo shoots, I might make you guys drink a lot more.
Let's do it. We barely said any of our trigger words so far.
Okay, well, I am a big cosplayer. I'm cutting it back this year. I had a family emergency and it took quite a few weeks out of what I was planning to sew in. I am doing, I think Friday morning is Boulder's Gate. I think it's at 11:30. All of these are at Hilton Steps.
Oh, good. So I won't be the only one in our little room suite that's awake.
Yeah, I'll be getting up
for an 11:30 thing.
Wait, was Baldur's Gate one of yours, Ashley?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. I'm okay, doing Mayrina. That's the dress you see over there. Keith is being my zombie husband, but because it's so early, he's just like, you know what? Let's just get a zombie mask, because I was going to do zombie makeup on him, but 11:30 start time is not happening. There is a Helldivers photo shoot that day as well, but I can't do my Helldivers costume day because
we only drink to that when Dean says it, right?
Oh.
Do we?
Wait. I mean, I don't know.
We would die if we had to drink both Ashley and Dean say it, probably.
Wait. So hold on now. Now I need to know, what costume are you doing, Ashley?
I am doing Lives of Helldivers.
I'm working on, there's these people you have to escort in the game, and they're kind of annoying because their pathfinding is terrible and they're very
Nobody ever likes escort quests.
No, it's awful. So I'm gonna be one of them, and I'm just gonna follow Helldivers around like the guys in the armor and just be really annoying, hopefully. That's the plan.
Well, I know that photo shoot is Friday, but because I have so many things Friday that I couldn't do it. I think we're doing it on Thursday. And then Friday afternoon, I've also got Final Fantasy cosplay.
Well, I don't have a Final Fantasy costume this year, so I won't be going to the Final Fantasy photo shoot because I'll just be jealous.
Y'all are going to get me Tarantina.
And then Friday night is Hell of a Boss Has-Been Hotel, which is another thing I'm dressing up for. And on Saturday, it's again Final Fantasy in the afternoon. I'm probably not dressing up, but Keith is. Sunday, I am kind of up in the air on what I'm going to do. I might do the anime one if I get my anime costume done, but I don't know if I will. So anyways, lots of photo shoots. Oh, and there's musical theater one on Sunday as well I want to just go to because I like musical theater.
I've never gone and checked out any of the photo shoots. I've always wanted to, though.
Things like the Marvel shoot or the Star Wars shoot are pretty impressive because you got hundreds of people out there. It's quite a spectacle. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, I know the Hell of a Boss Has-Been is at the same time as what we do in Shadows, and it's at like 8 o'clock at night, so it's really neat because they got the lights up because it's dark at that time. But it's just, I like that they actually planned the spooky ones for the evening.
Also, just evening shoots in general are like a dream of mine, because every time I've ever wanted to go to or been to a Dragon Con shoot, it has been too early.
So many of the shoots are at the Hilton, and now they have the DJ out there, and you've got the guys trying to, with their big megaphones, trying to direct people, because as you say, like the Marvel shoots, the DC. Last year, the Final Fantasy shoot was at the same time as the Critical Role, and we were like this together, and the crowd, like, you, there was like, we're like this trying to get in anywhere because it was just so crowded with people.
So, and Dean, you said, I know Dean is doing Helldivers on Friday and Battlestar is on Sunday.
Yes, I need to check the time on that though.
I'll definitely go check out the Helldivers shoot, even though.
I mean, I will too. I might as well.
Just bring the sign.
Yeah, the only shoot I'm planning on going to is I am actually going to show up to the Song of Ice and Fire Game of Thrones Hot D shoot on Saturday, which I think it's at 5 p.m. I have a cosplay that's like a secret cosplay that I was putting together for it. I'm still going to wear said cosplay, but it's not going to be what I thought it was because the fabric that I needed wasn't available, so it's not going to look the way I wanted it to. But I'm still going to do something probably. So anyway, okay, other activities. By other activities, this is like non-official stuff for the most part. Anybody participating in Dragon Con Swag and Seek?
Nobody looks cool.
I always like finding things. I usually, yeah. I brought some stuff last year, but I just don't know that I'm probably going to bring my little pink Barbie cowboy hats again this year because I still have a bunch left from last year and I feel like I'm still going to see Barbies. So might as well hand out the rest of those. People will just leave stuff around and they'll tag it with Swag and Seek tag. So like, you know, don't just pick up any random thing if it's not tagged with a Swag and Seek thing or if somebody doesn't like hand it to you for some reason. I guess it's not really Swag and Seek if I'm handing it to people, but whatever. It's mostly things like hidden or not even hidden, but like placed around the convention that you can find and pick up. I found some pretty cool things in the past, but I didn't really have time last year to look and I don't know that I will this year either. I have some friends who are really like super, super into it. So they have meetups. So there's definitely one on Thursday. There might be one on Wednesday now too, where people like get together and exchange swag. And then there's also ribbons. Is anybody else doing ribbons this year, Ashley?
Yep.
Is it just me and Ashley again?
I actually was going to, and I even like went on the website and designed some, but I actually, for my disenchantment panel, bought a bunch of like official disenchantment merch to give out kind of as bribes to rate my panel highly. I mean, as prizes for a quiz that we're going to do. So I already spent so much money on that I was like, because there's like order minimums for these ribbons. In order to not be charged $1 million, you have to get like 50 of them. And then that still somehow ends up being $1 million. I don't know. Next year though, for sure. I want to get into it because last year was actually the first time I got any ribbons. So yeah, I definitely want to get into handing them out at some point.
And we've lost Manny. It was storming where he is in Georgia. So I'm hoping he didn't like just lose power. But
he did. Yeah, he said he lost power.
Yeah. Okay. Manny lost power. Hopefully he'll be back. I have two ribbons. If I can find I have some old Westeros musical ribbons at my house in South Carolina, and I meant to find them last year and I couldn't remember where to look for them. And then on a subsequent visit, because I didn't find them for Dragon Con last year, I did find them. And I'm pretty sure I placed them in like an obvious place where like now I know where I can grab them from. So I might have some Westeros American musical ribbons. I for sure have Hyatt Homeowners Association ribbons, which you can only get if you are a Hyatt Legacy Room holder. Drink. Legacy rooms, guys. Or B, if you are friends with me and are at mine, Ashley's, and by extension, Dean's personal event on Sunday night. So Patrick will get one. And Manny too. Last year, the whole joke was like how crappy all of the other legacy or just hotels in general were. So we were joking about like, oh, the Hyatt HOA has got higher standards. So our party this year is Hyatt HOA themed, hence the Hyatt HOA. And I do have Drinkin' Con ribbons, assuming I can find those too. Because yeah, they're also somewhere in South Carolina.
We always theme the party after something that happens during that year. So we'll discover next year's theme during this year's party.
There you go. Yeah.
But yeah, so I will have Drinkin' Con ribbons. I'm like 99% sure I put them in the same place I put the Westeros ribbons. So hopefully should have three different types of ribbons this year. Yay. So definitely find me for Drinkin' Con or Westeros ribbons. I cannot promise Hyatt HOA unless you can prove to me you're at the Hyatt. Ha ha ha. And also there are ribbon exchanges. Last year, there were some like kind of officially scheduled ones, I want to say on Thursday and Friday. I'm not sure. Again, I have not had time to like look through the whole app and see when the ribbon trading things are, if they even are in there. But there's also Loyal Order of the Ribbon.
Yeah, that's but it is called. A cult.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, drink.
The ribbon situation has exploded the last 2 years. Like, it's always been a thing, but it's become a thing the past 2 years. And last year, it's just, and now every group that I'm in for photo shoots, everyone's posting the ribbons. So it, I think it's going to be quite the thing this year. Like, expect to get many ribbons.
Here's my suggestion. Don't put them all on your badge, guys.
Yeah, it's gotten too much. You have to pick and choose now.
Yeah, but there's
If you want to collect ribbons, go to the photo shoots. That's where you're going to find the people who are handing them out.
Yeah. What are you, you're doing a bunch this year, aren't you, Ashley? Or at least a few. Which ones are you doing?
I'm doing a Baldur's Gate one and a Final Fantasy 14 one. So one of those is a drink.
I feel like that's two drinks because we've lost Manny for now. So.
Yeah, I did want to do a Hasbin one, but you have to like order 100 ribbons just to get like within the certain price range. And it just gets expensive.
Can I interrupt just for a second? Because this is what I started with, right? This is the one I'm working on now. And I'm about 3/4 through it. So slow down, folks. My God.
No.
I've got a Mountain Dew too in between because I don't want to.
That is cheating.
I don't drink a lot of beer.
There also used to be other general activity things that aren't like technically official. There used to be other things like con questing where you like found the quest giver and got your quest and completed it and got a prize. I don't know if the quest giver is there this year. I haven't seen them post on Reddit. I could have missed it, to be fair. So not sure about that. There are also like Dragon Con bingos and a D100 list. There is a Reddit user who made a small 2024 scavenger list. Go to reddit.com/u/PantherFanAlex, PantherFanAlex. If you go to that user profile and look up their posts, you should be able to find their Dragon Con subreddit post where they share their scavenger list if you really want to do a scavenger hunt. So avoiding con crud, this is just like, get this out of the way in the midst of like, here's some fun stuff. Here's some not so fun stuff, guys. Avoid some con crud. Patrick.
What do you mean? Look, because I'm ashamed to admit, but I do believe I gave Tara the con crud last year. But so this year I've gotten the COVID shot and the flu shot. And a friend invited me out for her birthday next weekend. And I said no, because it was going to be at a crowded club. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying my best.
I had gone so long without getting any sort of con crud that I was just like, are you fucking kidding me now?
The last 2 years in a row, we gotten COVID. Or last year, no, it wasn't COVID, but it was something horrible. And the year before that, we had COVID. So this year, we're going to get vaccinated on Monday for the flu and COVID. Hopefully that's not too soon and that'll actually be effective. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
But yeah, well, you want it to be actually at least 2 weeks in advance. So...
Well, anyway, if you haven't gotten your shots and you want to, go ahead and do them. Start taking vitamin C and or multivitamins ASAP. I highly suggest bringing vitamin C. I always bring vitamin C gummies with me. And I will, even though like you're only supposed to eat 3 a day, I'm like, nom, 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 6 a day, 3 in the morning, 3 at night.
You want to look for a multivitamin that has vitamin D in it. There was like one or two studies that showed that people ending up in critical care for COVID were like vitamin D deficient. So I take a multivitamin with vitamin D. And then I read somewhere that your body needs magnesium to process vitamin D. So I take a magnesium supplement as well.
My biggest suggestion is bring a push top bottle of antibacterial hand soap for your room. Those little hotel bar soaps are disgusting and useless. They're not antibacterial. They're fake fancy soap. They don't actually work for anything. If you can't bring it with you, first thing you get there, go to CVS or the closest, you know, place you can buy a bottle of antibacterial hand soap and put that in your bathroom. Will you use it all? No, probably not. But is it worth the couple bucks you'll spend? Absolutely, because your hands will be clean, actually clean, not nasty. Oh my God. Hotel soap bars. Also, if you really need or want to, hand sanitizer, antibacterial hand wipes. My biggest thing is the little alcohol wipes that you can use to clean off your phone are a really good idea. I usually clean my phone off at least once a day with those at Dragon Con. And then if you're using the same like drinking containers, like I always have these like water bottles with me at Dragon Con. You can usually get like a very small bottle of like Dawn or something at the supermarket. I highly suggest bringing that to clean out reusable water bottles if you're doing reusable ones. And then, of course, like disposable face masks, if you are going to be in close quarters. Like, I know they aren't required anymore, but like Patrick, you said, oh, I got invited to this thing. I'm not going to it next weekend. I always wear masks on the plane if I'm going to an event, because I don't want to be that person that picks something gross up from the person coughing, you know, 2 feet away from me on an airplane.
Yeah, but last year when I was sick, I was the only one of my adventuring party, everybody drink, that wore a mask in the airport. And in the airplane, I was the only one, and I was the only one that got sick. Of course, take the precautions, but nothing is bulletproof.
If you need to be like washing clothes or whatever, there are detergent sheets and stuff you can get. Like, don't be stinky, guys. Just don't be stinky. That's like a cleanliness in terms of like, don't gross out other people thing, but don't be stinky. Does anybody have suggestions on like food or snacks that you, like, what do you bring to the convention for food or snacks, or where do you eat? Maybe or plan to eat throughout the weekend.
I'm a big fan of bringing nuts because they're easy to carry, especially if you get like the snack packs. They're protein and they fill you up.
Yeah, I basically live off of peanut butter sandwiches at Dragon Con. The first thing my crew does is hit up their grocery store. And yeah, it's a lot of peanut butter and bread and crackers and that sort of thing. We've kind of made a tradition out of going to Moe's as well, because Moe's Southwest Grill was actually, I think, first founded in Georgia. And there's a ton of them in Atlanta. There's a really beautiful park area near the con with a lot of seating and a lot of cute little stores and restaurants around there. So we love to get our Moe's and go eat in the park.
Grabbing a bunch of cup noodles, even though, you know, they're horrible for you, but you know, at 3 a.m. and you stumble back into your room and all you have is your portable hot water maker, coffee maker thing. Sorry.
I've eaten cold macaroni and cheese out of the can.
Yeah.
In desperation, I mean.
you want something in your room at 3 a.m. because sure. I guess Papa John's is not open anymore. They used to have those stands everywhere in the Marriott. And now they're not.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happened there.
They had pizza places last year. I don't know if it was Papa John's for sure, but they did have them. They were just maybe fewer and farther between. Many restaurants are open again, and crowds are unfortunately probably back to at least the 2016, 2017 level, maybe 2018 this year. Because last year they were probably 2017 level. And I was like, no, I hate it. Make it stop. So we can't stress enough that, again, you should make sure to have like some decent hearty snacks in your room. But there are also some places you can go to get good food. I always suggest Aviva by Camille. It's the best. Camille's the best. He loves Dragon Con. There was like a whole cosplay Camille group, like people just wearing like chef's clothes that went to visit Aviva. And also the food is great. It's, you know, reasonably priced. You might wait in line for a little bit, but I don't think I've ever, even like last year when the lines got a little bit longer, I don't think I ever waited more than like 15 minutes in that line. They're really quick about it. And I very highly suggest Aviva. It's in the Peachtree Center, whatever the fuck you call it. But for me, like, I usually bring a few like small, like refrigerated items. There's like these little like prosciutto and like mozzarella cheese rolls or something that you can get. And they're kind of expensive, but they're like one of those weird things where like, despite them being a little bit pricey, you can eat like one of them and it just like gives you life. But I think really the important thing is like the biggest thing people seem to forget, in my opinion, is that it's usually protein that you need when you are drinking, not sugars. So right. When you like wake up in the morning and you're like, you got the shakes or something on the fourth morning of Dragon Con, it's probably because you have not had enough protein, just FYI. So I usually bring like some protein stuff.
Apples is another good thing to have in the room.
Yes.
Grab it and go. Gonna give you nutrients.
Yes, I always bring apples, and also apples are a natural source of caffeine. Isn't the best way to put it, but that you get the same amount from an apple as you get from like a cup of coffee, I think, or something like that. And don't quote me on that. And listen, I don't know what the science is, but I've read about the science behind it, and apples do in fact help in that respect. So keep that in mind. Apples are a great thing, and you don't have to refrigerate them. And of course, if you're driving, do your grocery shopping at home if you can for groceries and alcohol, particularly. If not, do it as soon as you get to Dragon Con. Also, don't forget the con suite. The con suite is on the second floor of the Hyatt.
Shh, don't tell anyone. It's our secret.
People are always talking about how they can't find the con suite. And I'm at that point where I'm like, how can you not find the cosplay? But then I remember back to like the first 5 years that I went to this convention, 2012, 13, 14, 15.
It wasn't until we were like staying, I think just a couple floors above it, I had no idea it was there.
I don't think I knew that's where it was until we were staying on the con suite floor, honestly. I know that people talk about it. It's not like it's not advertised and it's joked about that it's some big secret, but they often only have like little PB&J sandwich triangles or popcorn, but sometimes you get there at the right time, you'll get like a small section of a deli sandwich around lunchtime, or Spaco's spam tacos very late at night. I mean, very like 4 or 5, 6 a.m. late at night, early in the morning. And sometimes they have donuts too.
Beans.
Yeah. Beans and rice.
Rice, lots of rice.
Rice and beans.
That honestly, it's been a lifesaver more than once.
I'm sorry. Oh my God. Okay. I'm moving on from the rice and beans. Shit.
Are you okay?
No.
That's a Are you traumatized joke. By rice and beans? Like, what's going on here?
I'm laughing. I'm trying not to tear up and like run my makeup.
I see.
Oh my God.
What did the rice and beans do to you?
I'll talk to you later. It's not about what they did to me. So what to bring for the room? I already talked about like my biggest suggestion is push top liquid antibacterial hand soap, Solo or other disposable cups, trash bags, bring your own trash bags, especially if you're not going to let housekeeping into your room, which like we never want them in our room because they're like, no, we have too much cosplay stuff everywhere. And we're also in and out so much that there's pretty much always somebody in our room. Plastic silverware, paper plates, if you think you're going to be eating stuff in your room. Any other stuff for rooms that you guys paper towels. Yeah, that's a good idea.
If you don't like hotel room water, I usually have some water. I like having soda on hand. That's something I like in the morning. I don't like coffee. But I like to get something like an instant breakfast drink, you know, or a protein drink or something. Like, I honestly don't eat breakfast most of the time anyway, but you just have to step out of the hotel room. You probably don't woke up till 9 or 10 or 11 or so. It's just something handy to have. But I'll be honest, I don't eat a lot in my hotel room. I'm the kind of, my mentality is I'm on vacation. I'm going to High Velocity almost every meal, or the mall. There's lots of good food in the mall.
Ooh, what's the name of the place that's adults only? Is that Vortex?
Oh, yeah, Vortex. That's a good hamburger place. That's off site.
The food is great and they don't allow children. I'm all about it.
Patrick likes to see children murdered. Listen to Hot D Takes coverage of season 2, episode 1 of House of the Dragon if you want to talk more about that.
But only if it's more than one. One is not enough.
Just keep in mind that Vortex is like an Uber or Lyft ride away from the convention. It's not expensive, right, yeah, or super far, but it is definitely like a, you know, 10 to 15 minute trip each way, plus how long it takes to eat there, which was a really long time every time I've been there.
Which might be more time than you want to take out of your convention. We stay till Tuesday, and so we went on Tuesday last year.
My friend's group usually goes there Wednesday night. I don't know if they're doing it this year. They do an event called Drink All the Rum at Trader Vic's when it opens Wednesday night.
Trader Vic's?
I think it's on the... Oh, you don't know about Trader Vic's?
Is that Joe's cousin?
Hawaiian shirt meetup on Thursday.
It's a tiki bar in the basement of the Hilton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the unfortunate part about that is I've been It's Wednesday.
We see all the Hawaiian shirts. It was Wednesday, wasn't it?
Well, the one we go to is Wednesday. I will say this, that I went to the BSG fan group meetup with Dean in 2018 and 2019 and 2021, which of course there were like fewer people there in 2021, obviously. But like in 2022, it started being ridiculous. And last year it was like, if I go this year, it's literally just going to be say hi to people, because I was there for like an hour and a half, 2 hours last year and was able to get one drink. It used to be like this small thing, but then everybody else found out about it. So it became this big thing. And it's
there is a Hawaiian shirt meetup, and I'm pretty sure it's on Wednesday at Trader Vic's this year. So it's taken it over, I think.
Yeah, that's what usually happens when the BSG group starts things. Cough, cough, the ADP parties. Cough, cough.
It's true. We are responsible for a lot of things. Some good, some very bad.
So. Say it. Make us drink.
I think we kind of like half decided that 13th Fleet wasn't a thing, but fine, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. I've told this story before, but it's a good story. We used to have our gatherings. The Marriott has a big balcony area on the 10th floor. There's no hotel rooms. It's all like meeting space and open meeting space. So we'd be up there and, 3 a.m. we're up there inaugurating our new members. And that starts with a terrible shot of something horrible. They have to drink it. And then it's followed up by a bunch of so say we alls at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., whatever a.m. So for a bunch of years, everyone was banned from that mezzanine area because of our dumbasses. And we're kind of proud of that, honestly. But yeah.
One last thing before we get into even more personal highlight stuff. Parking. Host hotels are valet only. Prices have skyrocketed the past couple of years. Last year, the Hyatt was $50 per night. I'm hoping it's still only, quote unquote, $50 per night this year and not $55 or some bullshit. That's insane. Yikes.
Part of me thinks that the hotels are we can't raise the price on rooms because we have a contract, but that didn't include parking. And
they raised the price on rooms, though. They still raise them $10 or $20 a night. I can't remember what it was for the Hyatt. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was for the other hotels, but it was at least $10 a night for the Hyatt. It's always $10 a year for the Hyatt for the room price. The base room price. Let's not even talk about the other charges. And the problem is if you're parking and bringing a bunch of stuff, if you do not park there, then when you let's say you go to the SunTrust garage or whatever, there's a SunTrust garage that's attached to the SunTrust building, which is you can walk through the buildings to get the SunTrust garage. And then there's another garage that's a block and a half away the other direction that are way cheaper. But if you aren't parked at the Hyatt garage and you go get your car and pull it up out front, they're assholes about it. And this isn't just Hyatt. This is every host hotel, every hotel, really. If you're not parked at their hotel, then you can't pull your car up front to load it unless all the things are downstairs, which might work for some people who have, you have three people in the room and it's okay, well, I'm going to park the car far away. You guys all get all the stuff together, bring it downstairs. I'll go get the car, pull it up and, we'll be fine. But for someone like me who is usually leaving at an odd time, I might have one person who can help me bring my stuff down, but I certainly don't have somebody who can bring everything down by themselves so I can go get my car.
Is the main reason you guys don't fly just the number of suitcases you have because of all your costumes?
Well, no, I mean, I fly to South Carolina.
I'm flying straight to Atlanta from here.
Because then you avoid all the parking fees is the only reason I'm asking.
Yeah, well, for Ashley and Keith, they drive, I think partially because Keith doesn't like flying, but also I think that for them, the drive isn't so long that it's untenable. When you're talking about two people who they would have to pay for two people to fly plus suitcases, they might as well just drive, which these days flight prices are absolutely insane. And also you can't trust anything flight wise, all the issues that have happened in the past couple years with airlines. There's Spot Hero too, which you can buy cheaper parking spots. But again, if you're staying at a host hotel and you want to load out and don't have the people you need to help you load out, that's an issue. Right. And also I would never suggest Spot Hero ever. People always suggest it. And I'm ooh, because the one time I used it, my car had a boot put on it. I parked exactly where I was supposed to park. I paid for it beforehand. And there was a miscommunication between Spot Hero and the person who owned the lot. It wasn't my fault at all, but I got back to my fucking car and had a boot put on it. And it was a holiday weekend. It wasn't for Dragon Con. It was for MomoCon. It was a holiday weekend. And I had to fight through an hour's worth of phone conversations to get my fucking car released from this boot. Don't ever use Spot Hero as my. There's also, you can park at MARTA and take the train in. So there's that, I guess. But again, it's the whole.
Well, and on that,
I mentioned all the Hilton drama parking lot, the break-ins last year.
Oh, I didn't. Well, I know that there were some random break-ins, but were they concentrated at the Hilton? I didn't know that. Oh. It was the Hilton, the Hilton hotel parking garage.
Yep, there were car break-ins in their parking garage.
Last year, there were people breaking into the Hilton rooms. So somebody copied a master key and broke into a bunch of people's rooms and stole shit. Don't stay at the Hilton.
And if you do, use the latch thing.
Yeah, for real. Seriously. Let's get into some personal highlights. Panels. What are some panels you guys are on or excited for, et cetera? Patrick, I know we'll do Patrick first and Ashley. I see you have a panel on here too. So Patrick first and then Ashley.
All right. So I am, yes, running my very first panel at DragonCon. It is for the Netflix show Disenchantment. Everybody drink. I'm a little nervous because it's going to be just me and my friend Jen. She's actually never seen the show before, so I've been making her watch it. We're trying to put together a pretty good presentation for people. I'm learning how to video edit for the first time, so I can put together like videos of clips from the show, just our favorite moments, the funniest moments. Like I said earlier, we're going to have a little quiz at the end where we're going to give out some official Disenchantment drink merch, like this little King Zog Funko Pop as an example. And also Jen's husband has a 3D printer, so he's going to print out some prizes for us as well. It's interesting because, to my knowledge, there's never been a Disenchantment Everybody Drink panel. I'll try to stop. There's never been a
panel.
There's never been a panel for this show at DragonCon that I know of. And the final season came out last year, actually during the convention last year. So I thought if there was going to be a good time to do it, this would be the time. Creating a room for fellow fans of the show to come talk about it. And I guess somebody else had the same idea, because there's also a panel for the same show in the high fantasy track. Mine is in the animation track. So I'll probably go check theirs out as well. A lot of them seem like they're more legit than me, like they've actually like written books and run podcasts and stuff. I'm just a fan of the show. So I'm gonna go see how theirs stacks up against mine. But
listen, the first ever panel I was on at DragonCon, it was the American Sci-Fi Fantasy Media track. They put a call out for Game of Thrones fans. And this is 2012. And I was like, well, that's me. So this was before I ever did Ice and Fire Con. I had a blog, but it wasn't even like a .com. It was like a geeksaga.blogspot.com or something. Okay. Like, and I just responded and I was like, I'm a huge fan of the show and the books. And like, I would love to be part of this. And that was like how I got my start at Dragon Con. I had not published a book yet. I did not have a podcast. I had like one little personal blog. That's it. So don't shit on yourself for not being like, I don't know, a published author or whatever, right? Just because you have a love for this thing and you want to talk about it. You have obviously planned, and I know you and I still need to talk about some things about like running a panel and stuff, but like, do not shit on yourself. I think you're doing a really great job so far with like going out of your way to prepare for a panel. And I have seen some really bad panels at conventions over the years. And I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Yeah. My worst fear is that I've been to panels where it seems like half the panelists don't show up and the person that's moderating it doesn't know what they want to talk about. They kind of leave it to the room, but then the room doesn't know what to say either. And it's just like this awkward quietness. That's my worst fear. So yes, I'm kind of over preparing as far as coming up.
Yeah, but you know the property. I've been to panels where the moderator absolutely did not know.
Wow.
They had somebody gave them questions. They were asking them, but they didn't know anything beyond that, right? And so there's not that fun banter that sometimes goes on between the guests and then the moderator, right? But at the same time, the great thing about DragonCon is it is 100% fan run, right? There's not really professional people doing these panels, and that's what makes DragonCon great. And that's why you're going to be great, because you go to Comic-Con and it's this very polished, boring thing. DragonCon isn't that. It has that fan chaos that we love, and that's why it's going to be great. Yeah. You're going to do a good job.
Cool. I'm excited. Thank you. I needed that. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to just say Disenchantment one more time and then shut up.
All right. So I had to open a new one. I went ahead for some trash beer. This is my third, straight up Foster's. I don't even know what size this is. It's probably in metric, right? You could tell me, Ashley, what is it? Because I'm mentioning Canada, Ashley.
Oh, is Ashley Canadian?
What? Hey, Ashley, where are you from? I forgot.
I'm from Southside Toronto originally. I live in Chicago, outside Chicago now.
Oh, what country is that in?
Now it's in the United States.
Yeah.
Toronto is? Did we annex it? Nice.
No.
She's from Canada. I am from Canada. This is one drink. Canada, one drink.
No, she lives in outside of Chicago now.
Yep.
Are you doing any panels this year?
I'm not. You made this bullet point before the app came out, so oh shit.
But, sorry, guys. That's a drink.
So I just put on the thing that I knew that was happening that I was going to go to. Yeah, I've had some family health issues, so I wasn't even sure I was going to go to Dragon Con this year, so I didn't sign up for any panels. But yeah, the big one that I really want to go to is Friday night is the Sprout Social. If you're into Final Fantasy XIV, it's an online MMO. I'm a former WoW player. I used to be in Warcraft right when it first came out, and then I stopped after the Burning Crusade. And then I came back during COVID, and I left during the Great Exodus of Shadowlands into Final Fantasy XIV, and now that's my thing. There's a Sprout Social, which is, Sprouts are basically what you call like new players, and it's basically a big gathering. It's a social night. There's a bar right outside the panel room too, so that's great. It's just fun. I like meeting Final Fantasy people. Sorry, I'm getting shy all of a sudden. I don't want people to know that I go clubbing in game. It's like awkward to explain it.
What? No, it's not. Please, these are your people.
I mean, yeah, this is Dragon Con. It's nerd mecca. I mean, be as nerdy as you want. That's the best part about it.
Okay, so oh my god, my panel schedule it's already changed twice since I posted it, and I had to like go back and like edit my blog entry about it. So
and you had a surprise panel, right?
That was one of the two changes. So 11:30 a.m. on Friday, I am doing a panel on the Walking Dead universe.
Okay.
I'm trying not to. Like, I'm trying so hard not to laugh that I'm tearing up again. One,
just so you know.
I'm just laughing finished. Because it's like the full circle. Tara's back at the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Can't leave it.
So, well,
I just finished The World Beyond, and
it's a lot.
It was not good. It was not good. The only reason I watched it is because I wanted to watch the Rick and Michonne one, and I started watching it, and I saw that there was like, Jadis was in it, and then I was like, okay. But Jadis is in A World Beyond, so I've got to go watch that.
I'm tearing up about, like, I'm tearing up because I'm trying so hard not to laugh. So I do a webcast. Well, obviously we're on hiatus until the Carol and Daryl show comes out in September. So we're on hiatus until then because there haven't been any new Walking Dead shows. But I did, in fact, sign up for this. I was actually supposed to be on a Last of Us panel, but I am not on a Last of Us panel because I think I got stolen by another like I was already scheduled for a Last of Us panel, but it was scheduled for a time that I'm on another panel. I'm not going to say who or when, but yeah, so there is a Last of Us panel that I was supposed to be on that I'm a little bit sad that I'm not, but also it's fine. So 11:30 a.m. on Friday in the Westin, I think it's like Chastain FG or something like that. Walking Dead Universe, 11:30 a.m. Friday. That's going to be a hungover Terra panel, probably.
Zombies at 11:30 in the morning. It's too early for all that.
Seriously. And then Friday at 4 p.m., Aegon's Conquest. It's in the High Fantasy Tracker in Marriott L 401 to 403, I want to say. 10 p.m., The Rogue Prince, all about Daemon. I wish Manny was here because he just messaged us too. He says, leave me to die. Drink and don't forget me.
In honor of Manny.
Yes. Cheers, everybody. In honor of pour one out into your mouth, though, not onto the floor. So 10 p.m. in Marriott 401 to 403, The Rogue Prince, all about Daemon. Saturday, this is my first change. It was supposed to be at 1 p.m. and now it's at 11:30 a.m. Fuck my life, honestly. Two 11:30 a.m. panels in a row. But 11:30 a.m., A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. We're going to be talking about, obviously, the Knight of the Seven Kingdoms books. All spoilers allowed, not just discussion about the upcoming show. 7 p.m. on Saturday, Stormlight Archive Speculation Hour. Have any of you read Stormlight Archive? Am I the only one?
No.
Oh my, Ashley, how have you not read Stormlight Archive? Get your shit together.
You're making it sound like something I'd be into, so now I'm intrigued.
Yes, get your shit together and read Storm. I mean, there's no way you're reading it before Dragon Con because there are 4,000 plus page books out now. It's Brandon Sanderson. Read it. So Stormlight Archive Speculation Hour is at 7 p.m. on Saturday. Also Marriott 401 to 403. But most importantly, I'm going to highlight this somewhat, the worst person in Westeros.
I can't go to that. I got too mad last time.
10 p.m.
I had so many opinions, and you guys can share them, and it would make me frustrated. I was in the front row going the entire time.
Worst person in Westeros has originally the like silly ASWAF panel was Looney Game of Thrones series, but the show was over, so that had to kind of unfortunately die an early death. So now it's Worst Person in Westeros, and this panel was hilarious last year. I'm very excited for it this year. It's probably the panel I'm most excited about, to be honest. So 10 p.m. Saturday. But also, this is one of those ones where if you want to go to it, I would highly suggest lining up by like 9:30 at the latest.
It is a good panel. I'm not trying to down it. It's a really great panel. It just made me mad because I had opinions.
And then Sunday at 1 p.m., House of the Dragon season 2. The worst part about all of this is I'm saying my panel schedule right now, and I looked up the Resident Alien panel. Sorry, drink. Literally every Resident Alien panel is at the same time as one of my panels, every single one of them. So Sunday, 1 p.m., House of the Dragon season 2. However, this is not in the High Fantasy track room. This is in the Hilton Crystal Ballroom. And then the panel I didn't know about until it showed up on the app. And thank fucking God, I was like, oh, they said there was going to be a Red Rising panel. When is that again? It's Monday at 1 p.m. and I'm on that panel. I'm very excited about it. Don't get me wrong. Not complaining at all. Just that could have been bad because if I hadn't searched for that panel on the app, I would have had no idea because I've gotten no email or anything about
it. And so many people leave on Monday.
I leave on Monday, but I don't leave until later. So like I pack my stuff up in the morning and then I can do this panel. So Patrick, when is your disenchantment panel?
That is Friday at 8:30 p.m. Yeah, it's interesting because at first Renee, the track director for animation, was saying that she likes to have panels for shows like that after 10, because I guess technically before 10, it has to be slightly kid friendly. But I'm at 8:30 and Disenchantment is not exactly little kid friendly. So we'll see how it goes. I kind of plan to like scope out the room at the beginning and be like, okay, how PG do I need to make this? Do I need to give a warning in advance? I don't know. I imagine all the little kids will be in bed by 8:30 because stuff in general kind of just gets rambunctious at Dragon Con around that time. So I feel like the parents know.
I feel like even if they aren't, then if there are younger people at your panel, they would have watched the show.
That's true.
I feel like anything after 5 o'clock is adult time at Dragon Con, though. Even if Dragon Con disagrees, like, come on.
Yeah. Are we still in highlights section? Because I thought of something that I forgot to mention.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So Friday night is the Hell of a Boss photo shoot. And then right after is the sing-along. But it's also at the same time as the Sprout Social, which is what I'm prioritizing. So I pouted in the group and other people pouted along with me. So we're doing an unofficial meetup on Saturday late afternoon around 5 o'clock in the Hilton. And we're going to meet up on one of the open spaces in the Hilton. I think it's like the 5th floor or the 10th floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's an unofficial thing, but there's, if you go to the photo shoot group in at Dragon Con for Hell of a Boss, all the information is there.
I love that you, of all people, the most introverted of people, love you so much, pouted in the group and got your way. Oh, Ashley.
You just be like, hey, it'd be really cool if there was another group meetup at another time. And other people were like, yeah, let's also meet up at this other time. And I was like, yeah, let's totally do it.
I personally am going to drink for Ashley asserting herself.
If that's what you want to call it.
I mean, it was. Okay. Cosplay. First things first, what do we think will be super popular this year?
Ooh, I got one. Ooh.
It's the right
answer. The big answer from Olympics. No question. That's going to be huge.
Huge. You think it's going to be huge? I think huge is an overstatement.
Well, I do because it's a hot topic right now. It's meme city right now, like everywhere. And they've had enough time to make the costumes. That's the other thing. Like, remember like a bunch of years back, Sharknado hit, right? It was a big deal. But there was like 2 Sharknadoes. People didn't have enough time to make the suits, but no, it'll be the breakdancer.
Drunken Dragon Hotel was selling them.
What?
The suits.
The breakdancer suit?
Yes.
What?
But they sold them for like 24 hours and they said, Sven said, I cannot guarantee this will arrive in time. Mm. So I don't disagree with you that that's going to be a thing. Do I think it will be huge? No. Oh. But... I think it will be a thing.
Well, Deadpool and Wolverine, obviously.
I think we're going to see one or two Dionysus, though, at least a few.
Oh, the other Olympic thing. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Is that the blue guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We'll see a lot of that, I'm sure.
And knowing Dragon Con, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody got together and did the whole group of them. I saw the entire cast of Plan 9 from Outer Space one year, all in black and white makeup and clothing. I mean, that's Dragon Con. It's amazing.
And like you said, Sharknado. The year Sharknado was big, people made those costumes within like less, than a month.
I will say, thanks to Dragon Con, I know how to set up the Last Supper on like an instant, how to position people into it.
Yeah.
Just, and like when people were saying that, I'm like, wait a minute, that's not right. Are you sure it's supposed to be the Last Supper? Because they're not positioned as well as I'm.
Put that on your resume.
I thank Dragon Con for that fact.
Where does that go? In the skills section of your resume?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Special skills.
Special skills.
Stage of Last Supper at any moment.
Okay, so what I think will be super popular this year, somebody else already said Deadpool and Wolverine, obviously that, Fallout, and Helldivers, let's be real.
Will there be any females brave enough to shave their head and do a Cassandra Nova, though? I mean, I love the commitment, and I hope to see it, because that would be awesome.
X-Men in general is going to be big, just because of the cartoon coming back.
Yeah, X-Men 97.
97 was great, actually, yeah.
You're probably right. X-Men 97 is probably another one that'll be big this year, but I don't think it'll be as big as Fallout or Deadpool and Wolverine or honestly Helldivers. And I know, Ashley, what do you
think? I know I'm going to say it again, but Baldur's Gate 3, the costume group for it is ginormous at Dragon Con.
Well, because they've got all the guests this year too, which helps.
Yeah, and that too. We'll add to it. That's another panel. They're like paneling 3 days, so I'll be at least one of the panels. Yeah, they have almost the entire full main cast. They're missing a couple, but the main people are mostly there. I'm really excited, and the photo shoot is going to be huge. Lots of ribbons, because everyone in the photo group is posting all the ribbons that they're bringing. So I'm just like, I need a ribbon too, because that way it guarantees they'll give me one if I give them one, right? And that's the theory behind it.
We have two separate people saying Hasbin Hotel in the comments. So
yeah, that's true too. That's also another big one. I mean, so I was at the photo shoot last year where it was mostly Hell of a Boss, and the shoot ended up being much larger than they expected it to. Like, it was a full-size photo shoot, whereas they were expecting just a couple of people, maybe like 20 or so, but it was like maybe close to 100, or I'm probably exaggerating, like 50 or so. But yeah, this year it's really taken off.
So thinking about this question made me realize that there wasn't like one really big video game release this year that like everybody was playing and everybody was talking about. Last year we had actually a few. So really all I could think of is Targaryens. I think we're going to see a lot of blonde wigs. I think we're going to see a lot of eye patches. And I'm here for it. I'm excited. The level of creativity that people have and technical skill when they put these costumes together always blows me away. Every year, Dragon Con. That's probably the best part, honestly, is just people watching and seeing all the costumes. So I'm excited to see all the Targaryens.
Now we should talk about, what are we cosplaying this year, you guys? Let's go with Dean.
I'm going to say all my trigger drink words.
Dean has talked the least. So what is Dean cosplaying?
That's okay, because I went, Ashley, I know you sew a lot, so I think you'll appreciate that. So I'm taking a pair of work pants and transforming them into these Helldiver things, which, can you see the quilting on that I had to do?
Helldivers drink.
I'm about to add the cuffs to the bottom of the pants. So yeah, this is a Helldivers civilian.
At some point, we have to stop drinking. We can't drink every time you say Helldivers. That's it. We're done with Helldivers.
Beyond.
Let's not forget the year that I actively passed out on stream.
That's true. That did happen.
My mom was watching that.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah,
no.
Ashley just disappeared. She just fell below the line of the camera and she was gone.
Oh, my.
And we signed off and we don't know what happened. Apparently, she survived, because there she is.
She did Drinking Con correctly, is what it sounds like to me.
This is the only new costume I'm doing, though. I actually have not decided beyond that.
Wait, lies. You're doing Rip.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you could have revealed that, though. That's right. We're doing a Yellowstone, Rip and Beth. I almost said Teeter. So.
Oh my God.
I'm glad I caught myself.
Rip and Teeter. Yeah, that's
Rip and Teeter. Okay. Yeah, there's a ship for you. Anyway, but that's easy. I mean, that's literally just a jacket and a hat.
Are you doing anything cosplay-wise this year, Patrick?
So Waluigi doesn't really fit me as well as I would like it to anymore. So one of our things that we have to drink on is mentioning the parties for the first time. So I will mention the Spectrum Party, the Rainbow Party that happens on Saturday every year. This year it's an underwater theme, so I got some like shitty cheap Poseidon costume off the internet. I'm going to try to make it hot, but we'll see how it goes. But yeah, that's all I got this year.
You'll make it hot. I trust you. I trust your abilities and your general attractiveness.
One costume in an entire week, and I'm just like, they exist.
I mean, I almost was not even going to dress up, but then I was like, I got to get something at least for the Spectrum party.
Okay.
If I even get in this year, we'll see.
Yeah, I didn't get in last year.
Okay, Ashley, you go first. What are you cosplaying this year?
All right. I kind of went over this when we were talking about the photo shoot drink. Or...
What?
That drink. Was a slip.
Drink. Drink.
Well, everybody watching, we've hit that moment. Here yep. we are.
Here we are.
But okay, to go over it again, because I didn't go over everything. I've cut back a lot this year because I just didn't have time. Thursday, doing Helldivers. Friday, starting off with Boulder's Gate. Really excited for that one. I'm actually going to get up in the morning. Friday afternoon, there's a group of three people that are part of Ironworks in Final Fantasy XIV. I'm hoping to get my costume done. I am at least working on Keith's costume, but when you see the two of them together, they are the characters. It's going to be like, holy crap, they are the characters. So I'm really working on that one for Friday afternoon. At night, there's the Sprout Social and also the Hasbin Hotel. So I'm going to try to kind of do both somehow, but I'm going to make it happen. I have a casual cosplay for Final Fantasy. That's not the Ironworks one. It is Athena. It's one of the bosses, and she is the worst mother in the world. So I'm doing a best mom t-shirt with a little baby on my back. It makes sense if you know the game. Saturday afternoon, there is another Final Fantasy shoot. So there's two. The problem is that 80% of the people there are for Final Fantasy VII and Final Fantasy XIV, yet they go through all the Square Enix games. So like, even though you're part of the major group, you maybe get one or two photos. The rest is just like, okay, now Final Fantasy IV, now Final Fantasy V. And it's like two people. I just wish that like VII and XIV got their own. That's my little rant. So that afternoon, there's another Final Fantasy photo shoot. So Keith does one of his other ones. I think he's doing Arianje. Saturday night, there's that unofficial Hasbin Hotel meetup for the people who couldn't make it to the Friday night one. I'm doing Charlie. I was Charlie last year, but as people who are into Hasbin know, from the pilot to the actual show, she's had a makeover. So I had to completely change the costume and most of all the wig, which is a pain in the ass. I have to change the wig entirely. Yeah, I have to change the wig completely, which is the biggest pain in the ass because now it has pink streaks and I have to put pink hair into the... It's a thing, but I'm a cosplayer, so therefore I'm going to do it. And then on Sunday, I was planning to do Overlord Albedo. I really wanted to do this character for a long time. I used to go to a lot of anime cons. I haven't gone since before COVID. I was just like, you know what? I've always loved this character. I've always wanted to do it. I'm just going to buy it off of Amazon. And of course, it doesn't fit properly. So I have to alter it significantly. So I don't know if I'll have time to do that. But if I do, I'll do Albedo because I really like Overlord and I've really liked this character for a very long time.
Man, yep. How many suitcases are you going
to
have?
This is me cutting down. I used to always have maybe three costumes a day for driving.
Oh my gosh.
Man. Yeah, I used to have like rave costumes as well for like 2 a.m.
Wow.
Not anymore. I'm old.
Nice.
Dude, listen, my Dragon Con cosplay shit has just like devolved into like, can I wear workout wear? I'm wearing workout wear.
And for anyone wondering, yes, I am a little bit tipsy. So that's also from my rambling.
What? What? You've been drinking?
Yeah. Also, I love my cup. I want to show it off. It's my Amara cup from Final Fantasy XIV.
Do you see this nice. Bottle? Do you see how much yeah. is left in this bottle?
I am on number 4, which, by the way, like I said, I've never tried this summer ale and I just ripped on my keyboard. That's not good, but it's really good.
We were talking about like traveling and stuff earlier in with costumes. Just a friendly tip. Airlines don't like replica guns, even if they're like painted crazy colors and have like orange tips and all the rest. So there's a FedEx office that's within walking distance of the
even highway. In checked bags?
They hate it. And the thing with Red Dead is we have like, you know, museum replica quality weapons, right? That gets picked up on an x-ray and they look like guns. Yeah, they don't like that. In fact, I think it's if not completely illegal, it's semi-illegal, even if it's a replica. So all I was going to say is there's a FedEx office that when I have like guns or an abundance of props, I'll just box them up and ship them there. It's right there. It's walking distance of the Hyatt and it's open Monday too, even though it's Labor Day. Very handy. You just pay shipping fees and you don't have to worry about the TSA, you know, dragging you into some room asking you why you've got a phaser or whatever in your suitcase.
I have two more things.
Go ahead.
All right. Sunday night, the High Fantasy track, I believe, forgive me if I'm misspeaking, is doing a goblin ball for their party night, which is labyrinth themed. that's also why the Jareth costume was on my mind, because I'm thinking like, oh, I kind of have a costume that goes like that. And then Keith's like, I don't think I can fit into that, but we're going to see. It's a maybe. The Spectrum party, I can never get in. The lineup, those parties have just gotten so popular. So the other one is that I was actually going to go to as my backup is going to be the Heroes and Villains Ball at the Westin, because DJ Limit Break is going to be there. And that's a Final Fantasy DJ. So
my costumes, I'm doing a lot of laid back shit this year. I am doing Darcy from Resident Alien. Sorry, guys, drink. And also Beth from Yellowstone with Dean as my rip. I have a couple of like surprise costumes, but I also am just bringing like, I'm bringing some workout clothes and I'm just going to be like Supergirl workout version on Thursday night. I have a Supergirl workout, you know, outfit. And I have a Barbie workout outfit as well. That's kind of it. Because again, the only wig I will wear is my Darcy wig. I don't do wigs.
I am jealous and perplexed by your choices. I'm too much a cosplayer to not wear wigs. And I'm jealous of you for making that choice.
I hate them so much.
It's so hot down there.
Yeah, too. Exactly. But it's not just hot there. I don't like them. They're itchy. My head is big and they never like quite fit properly.
My cheap Poseidon costume comes with like a crown. And I also have, I think, an above average size noggin. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see how long I end up wearing that.
You should definitely test fit before you go.
Right. Yeah.
Test your shoes beforehand. Make sure you can walk in them. I actually carry a set of ballet flats in my purse, because if my shoes get too bad for me, I will just flip them out to the ballet flats, and I bring a giant purse because of that.
I'm trying to decide what to do for shoes for Poseidon, because like, I don't know, the model was wearing sandals or like flip-flops, which I feel like matches the costume more, but is not going to be comfortable all night. I might just wear something comfortable that doesn't fit the costume. We'll see.
Parties. I will say, I have heard tell from some very good resources that the What We Do in the Shadows guests are going to be emceeing the open casket party on Sunday.
Nice, nice.
I won't be able to go to that. There are official party lists. I think that if they're not on the official Dragon Con app, you can probably find your own parties to go to. There used to be a Facebook group that was like unofficial parties.
It's still there. Parties, meetups, and other group on Facebook. It's absolutely great for finding things.
We should at least mention a couple of them so we can get some drinks in. So what parties do you guys like to go to or have you been to in the past?
I'll be honest, I don't have time. I'm on 10 p.m. panels Friday and Saturday nights. I don't know how that happened.
I've always wanted to check out the Evening in Brie, and I'm looking at the list now. A lot of people go to the Bunny Hutch. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, it's gotten too, it like, you have to get in line early if you're going to get in.
Yeah, and Spectrum last year, I don't know what it was about last year. The line was just ridiculous. I mean, Tara came and like waited in the line a little bit and then gave up on it, which I don't blame her. And what baffles me is like when we finally got in there, it was not packed at all. There was tons of space in that place. So I don't know why they weren't letting people in. The line was just, it was the worst I've ever seen. So I don't know. Hopefully they figured it out this year, because it's kind of a tradition at this point for me to go to the Spectrum party. But that line was just not worth it. By the time we got in, there was maybe like 30 minutes of the party left. So we like just quickly got some drinks and I danced to like one song and that was it. So it was kind of disappointing. I don't know. Hopefully they get it together this year.
I have three events I go to. Well, four if I was there Wednesday, but three events I go to that are actually offsite. They're not like exclusive. Well, I take that back. Sunday night is exclusive. So I'll be there at the beginning of the evening for my Battlestar group. Ha ha. I'll be coming to Terrace Party later. We like
Terrace
to do offsite
party,
dinners.
It's your room.
Well, I'm the extra person this year. Like, you know, we do an annual dinner at Die Beer Garden. It's this German bar. We do that Thursday night. I go to a different one Friday night. It's also offsite. Those are sort of the parties I do, but they're more like dinner, going out with the friends and, you know, reunion kind of things. I don't really do the official events other than like, I don't know, maybe the raves, you know, dip into the raves a little bit, right? To see what's happening there. Those are fun sometimes. You all are invited to the Dragon Con Cocktails and Mixologist Lobby Crawl on Thursday night. So that's in the chat.
I'll drink to that.
Cheers. Thank you, Daniel Monroe.
Has anybody ever been to the zombie prom?
No, I've never heard of
a drink. I'm just trying to get in some of our triggers. I've never been to any of these, really. I keep hearing about them. I always get the feeling they're going to be, the line is going to be crazy or whatever, so I don't bother trying, but maybe I should at some point.
Guess. Is anybody excited for any guests?
There's a huge amount of guests this year. Like, I've been shocked by, like, the names that they've gotten. But, I mean, obviously, I'm down for Baldur's Gate 3. That's the one panel that I absolutely want to get to. I hyperfixate. I'm sorry, people. Like, when I get into something, it is my thing for the year.
Yeah, I saw all the Lord of the Rings people are coming back this year as well, including my husband and baby daddy, Elijah Wood. I always said that I would never pay $50 or $100 or whatever it is to get a photo with somebody unless it were Elijah Wood. And so he showed up, so I had to put my money where my mouth was. It was funny. I walked up to him and I was like, hey, it's Daniel Radcliffe. And he laughed. And I blinked the first time, so I got to like touch him twice. So I've never actually washed this arm since then. So I don't know if I'm going to go see him again this year, but it's cool that they liked Dragon Con enough to come back.
I really wanted to do... Oh, God, I'm sorry, guys. I really wanted to do the Resident Alien. I wanted to do that photo, but...
You don't try to work here.
You signed up for this. You knew what you were getting into.
I even had a friend who was going to split it with me. And I was like, no, that's too much money. It was like $290 total for like the matchup with the three women from Resident Alien. And I was like,
That is absurd.
I don't care that much. Like, I care, but I don't care that much.
No, that's crazy.
Might not be the worst price, honestly.
No, I'm not saying it is, but it is. Like, I don't actually care about official photos with people that much.
As someone who is very socially awkward and shy, I've never gotten a photo with someone and I kind of want to this year, but I don't know how to go about it. How does it work? Because I don't really have prices listed at the booths or anything. Like, I don't know how to...
It depends on if you want like just a selfie with the person at their booth or if you want to do like the official photo. The only reason we were looking at the official photos is because Becca and I are both huge Resident Alien fans. Sorry guys, drink. If not for that, then usually you can like just walk up to their tables in the Walk of Fame. Depending on the person, it could be anywhere from $20 to like $60 for a selfie. It depends on the actor, honestly. I could not tell you what like the Baldur's Gate people would be. If you want to do like an official fancy photo with them, it's a lot more expensive. But
yeah, and then if you want like just a plastic sleeve to put your photo in to keep it undamaged, it's like another $5 or $10.
No, bring that shit with you. Buy that shit on Amazon.
I should have. I didn't know. Last year was my first time doing one of these.
Yeah.
So
yeah, buy that shit on Amazon.
The Walk of Fame is a lot of fun though. Like, you know what, honestly, I don't get a lot of autographs and
I just don't know the etiquette.
Just don't like flip out and fangirl and you'll be fine.
If you do the official photos, it's like there's no time to like fangirl or anything.
The Walk of Fame is actually better.
I've heard, and I want to check that out at some point too.
But you can walk through and gawk. Like, it's not a big deal. They don't want you to stop. They don't want you to take photos. You could absolutely just go through and see who's there.
Well, no, they don't want you to take photos as you're walking through. Yeah. Let us be very clear. But it's super easy to just like walk up to people, and they might have a line depending on who they are. So, okay, I'm very drunk.
What?
Scandalo. How did this happen?
Scandalo.
We've already talked about guests. Find me for Drinking Con ribbons. Does anybody else have anything they want to talk about?
I want to plug Monk's Meadery because my adventuring party, everybody drink.
Oh my God.
just discovered. My group discovered them last year. They have official Dragon Con mead, and they even do, well, at least last year, they were doing karaoke that was Wednesday night. We had a really good time going there and trying their mead. I'm not a big mead fan, but I enjoyed doing little samples of it. And the karaoke was good. Honestly, like, I love doing karaoke, and some KJs, the way their sound is set up is just so bad. The music is too loud, so you can't hear yourself singing. But at Monk's Meadery, their sound levels are just perfect, and the karaoke is a lot of fun. So if you get in on Wednesday, go check out Monk's Meadery.
Well, and I think they also have, they're going to have a stand in the Marriott this year from under.
Okay. Nice.
Daniel just commented, they have a tavern experience.
In nice. This year. Some of the labels on the cans, I think, are like the old Marriott carpet or whatever.
Oh my God.
That everyone's obsessed with. I think the first year I came was when they had changed the carpet. I think that was that year.
Oh no.
I never got to witness a magical, amazing, legendary carpet pattern.
When they changed the carpet to that magical mystery carpet, nobody liked it because it is an outrageously ridiculous design, right? Everybody's mad about it.
Everybody loves it.
But then there's a company called Vulpen Props, and they showed up and they did army uniforms that were the Marriott carpet pattern, like a camouflage, but it was the Marriott carpet pattern. And it actually worked. You lay down on the ground, they just disappeared. It was really cool. And it became a thing from then on. All of a sudden, from that point forward, there were people doing all kinds of Marriott carpet costumes, like you name it, right? And it persists. You know, even though now it's like they look like shit streaks to me.
One other thing I wanted to plug about Monk's Meadery, because I'm looking on their website, is they actually have a free shuttle between the convention and their
I saw
meadery.
That. Yeah.
So check that out.
I always try to end with a question, and I did not have one for this year, but Daniel has provided one. We've all said how long we've been going to DragonCon. But how did we hear about Dragon Con in the first place? Let's start with Dean first. How did you hear about Dragon Con and start coming?
So my first year was 2007. So this is a long time ago when Stargate was still relevant. There was two shows on the air and it was very popular. And I was part of a group called sgcommand.net. And that was actually my first, like the first costume I ever wore was a Stargate costume to a Comic-Con. And I had been seeing like all my friends and these massive parade groups and the panel groups. Like it was insane. Like there was so much Stargate presence and it was like really cool and really fun. It's actually funny is I actually was recruited to work at Dragon Con for one of the autograph, well, for Stargate. At the time it was SG-1 and Atlantis. Jason Momoa was on Stargate Atlantis at that time, which, and for one of his panels, I was his security escort. I'm a skinny little guy. There's no reason I should be escorting Jason Momoa anywhere for security reasons. He should be escorting me, if anything. I went there to work, basically, and to help out with that. Once I got there, I realized, wow, this is amazing. This is incredible. This is, you know, like I mentioned to you, Patrick, earlier, like how everything's still run by fans. And that's what I noticed immediately, because I spent so much time at Comic-Con. And I was like, oh, Comic-Con's the shit, right? No. Comic-Con is a trade show for geeks. Dragon Con is a fan celebration, and the fans get to, the panels are fan panels, not industry panels, right? If someone has a negative opinion on your Disenchantment panel, Patrick, that's okay. You don't see that at Comic-Con, right? You'll never see that. You would never see, because it's run by the studios. So I immediately saw the difference. And then also the nightlife, the friends that I've made over the years, just the overall social experience. It's an incredible thing. And anybody that's been there, anybody that thinks like San Diego Comic-Con is like amazing, and it is in its own way, but it's the social experience of Dragon Con that's what makes it for me, and the lifelong friends that I've made because of it. And in no small part, like even though I met Tara at Comic-Con, we became great friends in large part because of Dragon Con, and now we're married. I will absolutely credit Dragon Con with that. I think I'm rambling at this point, so who wants to go next?
Through my friends Jeremy and Ellie that I heard about Dragon Con. I had never really been to a convention before, at least not that I count. I think I went to one in like my high school years, but we just went into like the dance hall and just danced the whole night. So I didn't really get like a convention experience. So I don't really count that. So 2018, they dragged me to Dragon Con, and we actually had a really big group that year, and none of those people go to Dragon Con anymore, which is kind of sad. But that first Dragon Con still is like one of the most magical experiences I've ever had. I mean, it's nerd mecca. You can absolutely just be yourself, be as dorky as you possibly want to be. I mentioned earlier that I was nervous about a dressed down version of my Littlefinger cosplay. Nobody cared. People actually thought it was really cool. There's just something magical about being around all of these people that are just a bunch of nerds. It's really hard to describe, actually. It's something you've got to experience for yourself. And so for anybody watching that hasn't been, I know it can be expensive. Find some roommates to split a room with, figure out ways to cut costs, get to Dragon Con at least one time in your life. It's so worth it. I would not know Tara or Ashley or Dean or any of the people I've met, have never had the opportunity to be on a podcast talking about one of my absolute favorite franchises ever if it weren't for Dragon Con and me meeting Tara through Drinking Con and Dragon Con. And so, yeah, like Dean said, it opens up the opportunity to meet and make so many lifelong friends. I hope maybe I'll have a love story like theirs and meet my husband at Dragon Con one day, but we'll see. But yeah, I cannot sing its praises enough.
My first convention was a Harry Potter convention, and it set off the bug for me to going to cons. And that was 2007, I think, was my very first. It was held in Toronto, so that's why it was my first convention, like I was local. But from there, I was also really big into anime, and so I finally got the guts to go to Anime North, and I went to that for a number of years, and I just got the convention bug. I was like, I love all these cons. I was watching YouTube videos, and I saw Dragon Con on there, and then I was also doing this podcast for this book series that had just got picked up by HBO, and I was like, oh, wow, this is kind of cool. People are paying attention to me because I'm podcasting and really bad audio about this book series, but now it's going to be an HBO show. And so someone, I don't know who, invited me to a convention that they were holding. And so I went to Ice and Fire Con, which, yeah, Tara was running. And a whole bunch of them were like, yeah, we all met at Dragon Con. I'm just like, I've heard of Dragon Con. I'd really like to go to that, but I don't know anybody who goes to Dragon Con. And they're like, we go to Dragon Con. Why don't you come with us? That was...
Yeah, we gave you a room. I remember we gave you our room in 2013.
On an offsite hotel, because you guys got main hotel rooms after that, yeah, like, because you had backups. Because if you're the first time going to Dragon Con, get a hotel room first and then try to get your main hotel room, because you can offload it later. It all came back. I had heard of Dragon Con. I had wanted to go. I didn't know people, but then I went to Ice and Fire Con, and then they were like, oh yeah, we all go to Dragon Con, and that's kind of where it took off from. And then I met a whole bunch of new friends too at Dragon Con, mm-hmm. which is great.
I actually found Dragon Con because somebody who was in the Colonial Fleet, who I was friends with, was like, oh, you should go to Dragon Con. And I was like, okay. But like the first couple years I knew this person, I was like, I don't have time. And then in 2012, I was able to get a room at this like shitty ass hotel, which had like the worst reviews, but it was like right behind the Westin. And I was like, okay, fine, whatever. And I also paid like nothing. But that hotel got bought out by Holiday Inn before we stayed there. So we stayed at this hotel in this like nice, they redid the whole hotel. They had free breakfast. It should have been way more expensive than it was, but it wasn't. And the year that you guys stayed there, Ashley, they had upped the price insanely, but it still was like affordable.
That's kind of something to talk about, though. Like you talk about the walk, though, and I will say, and people should be aware, if you're first timers and you're listening to this, Atlanta can be a little rough at night, and there's characters running around that will try to sell you substances and whatever if you want to partake in that. But just be aware if you're not in your hotels late at night.
I will say my most be a little rough. Upsetting part of Dragon Con was, I don't do it anymore, but I used to be able to stay the Monday night for the get rid of your alcohol party and all that. Oh, but God. Dragon Con officially ends at a time, and they don't open up the skywalks anymore. So if you're trying to go home from the party, you have to walk outside. And I was not prepared for that, and I was walking alone, and it was not a pleasant walk.
Well, and also the get rid of your alcohol party was super fun for a lot of years, but now it is nonsense. Any last thoughts?
Come to Dragon Con.
Summed it up, like, you will see so many things, you will find your tribe. The photo shoots is a great place. Yes. I was so surprised at the Haspen Hotel of a Boss photo shoot last year, because like everyone there was just like, we are super into this thing, and it was more of a niche thing then before it was on Amazon Prime, and everyone was so friendly, and there were so many badge ribbons, and I could just tell everyone wanted to be friends. I am very interested into seeing what it's going to be like this year when it's more mainstream. The Final Fantasy 14 crew is a great crew. They have a Discord that I'm a part of, and they are so welcoming. And the Sprout social meetup, I am very excited for, because it's just hanging out with other people who are into the game. I didn't mention it before, but the musical theater, they're not an official track, but they have in a group that just wants to hang out with other musical theater people. I think they have a meetup on Thursday. I have to double check, but I'm pretty sure it's on Thursday that they're having a meetup, as well as on Sunday is their photo shoot. And that's going to be a lot of fun. And it's just like all these people, they just want to be friends with everyone else who's into them. That's basically what Dragon Con is. It's like everyone's just like hyper fixated on these topics and they just want to be friends.
Yeah. Whenever anybody asks me what Dragon Con is, the first thing I'd say is it's the biggest nerd convention on the East Coast. And the second thing I say is whatever you are into, you will find it there. And
yep.
Whatever it is, you will find it and you will find your people there.
Anybody in the chat, anybody watching this later, please come find us. That's what it's about. The socialization and the making friends is like 100%.
Okay. Are we done?
Better be good.
As we close out the episode, we just want to give a shout out to our heroes, dear Patreon, Tommy of the TKOK Podcast Network. Thank you so much for supporting us. And thank you again for joining us for DragonCon 8.0. We will be back with our post Dragon Con show, Drinking Con The Hangover, either the first or second post Dragon Con weekend of September, depending on how we all feel.
Let's hope okay. Manny is back with us.
I know.
One last drink for Manny.
Okay. Yeah,
yes.
I had someone pour I was one out podcasting for our homie. With. There was a tornado in his town. We lost him mid-podcast. We never heard from him again. So
I did. So
I have finished my pants. Woo!
Last but not least, please consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com.
I thought I was muted. I'm so sorry.
Patrick, go.
Perfect ending.
Like I said, it double clicks the button, so I click mute and it mutes and then unmutes real fast and I don't notice. I'm so sorry.
Christ almighty. Last but not least, please consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/geeksaga_entertainment. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Well.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Roll credits.
Thank you for listening to the Geek Saga podcast. If you like what you heard, please check out other Geek Saga entertainment endeavors, including the Sagas and Sass webcast and podcast, and Ice and Fire Con.